This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Well, you know what Mario says about every four- and five-star recruit that leaves South Florida, and he finishes second. Well, with this transfer portal, this would be a good chance for him to still come back home and play. We'll see how it goes. He's got the best attitude about finishing second or third, or, you know, just making sure you're in the running, just in case guys get a little homesick.
It was always like that in college football, but now it's with guys staying for 1 year. It's okay. We'll get you on the flip side. It's maybe it's better for some of these guys. They get away, and now they really want to come to Miami. Because how many guys has Miami got? At least a half dozen, it seems like, on their roster of guys who went away and
come back. Got their top defensive back out of American Heritage, the kid from Wisconsin, Lucas. To come back and play. So, yeah, it's a crazy world, man. And I love this one. I got a great idea for all these coaches complaining about the system's out of control. Why don't some of those guys take a cut and pay? Because I've noticed, along with all the transfer report, the NIL money, it's going up. So is what coaches are making. You got a lot of coaches making $8, $9, $10 million a year now.
Well, they love the status quo. They love the status quo. And what I don't like about is like the Sabans of the world complaining. And look, everybody can agree it's a little, there's a Wild West feel to the college.
You can say whatever you want about Saban because he lied to you. So go ahead. Whatever you want to say. He officially lied to you.
They could have helped change the system, right? They could have helped change to bring in a better system if they had let players get paid years ago. Instead, just the floodgates.
Everybody got paid under the table. So first of all, half these coaches are frauds. Second of all, I get that Saban didn't want to change the system.
He was winning.
He had it great. And he said, hey, I outwork him. Probably did.
Do you think he's coming back?
I could see him coming back.
Really? I think he'd be crazy to come back. But who knows what motivates guys like that, you know?
So the interesting one, there are so many different parts of this Nick Saban story. I don't think he ever comes back to the NFL. I think
that's,
the experience, they're going, I could see him taking an NFL or a college job. I see him maybe taking a college football job. But I would say this, because he's damn good at, maybe the best ever at, because he does. He coaches them up. His teams look well coached besides all the talent that he had. That's how you win championships. And he has been, I have nothing but compliments as a coach for that guy on what he's done. But he made a lot of money so far. He's got car dealerships. Somebody said he's made over $150, $200 million. He's doing commercials. He's got that show on ESPN that he's a big part of. I think he makes that Saturday morning show with McAfee even better with those two on that show.
I'm just shocked anybody says they're surprised that he's good on TV. He was good in press conferences. one of the mysteries, one of the...
You thought he was good?
I thought he was really good. I thought he was really good. Every day.
I did his coach's show.
Yeah.
I got where I couldn't stand him by the way he treated people. I thought it was absolutely embarrassing the way he treated Harvey Green and the way he treated the cameras.
Okay, let me rephrase that. When I say really good, for my purposes as a columnist, because you could ask him a question and he might get upset.
He might lie to you.
Well, he would lie to you, but they all lie to us. Okay?
Yeah, but you got the ultimate one. Do we have that? I mean, it's Dave Hyde. It's part of Dave Hyde's
Look, he was dancing around the. Is he going to leave? You know, Alabama.
Was there a little pause in there before he answered? He go, I will not be the next Alabama coach. And he knew he was.
But you know what? I didn't think he was. Did you think at that time? I mean, we're going back to a
So
to
after
a
he finished with you, he came in and did a show.
And
the
he
guy
was pissed.
Did a full show.
I've heard all this.
So he's back there, and I've told you this. So Harvey comes back, and he is just letting Harvey have it about you. This is kind of cool to be able to tell you, like, to your face. So he comes in, and he sits down, and... I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do that. Let's get to this and that, and he's just giving Harvey. Harvey Green loves him for some reason to this day.
To this day,
I'm like, Harvey, he treated you like shit, crap. Like, why? And he's like, well, he did a lot of good things. You know, Harvey. Harvey puts a positive spin on everything, so it's fine. But anyway, and he's going off on you like, this guy asked me this question, and I was like. Well, if you're telling the truth, why are you so upset like that he asked that? That's all I was thinking is like.
What I didn't understand after, well, now, first of all, a half dozen people inside the Dolphins over the next couple weeks came to me and said, hey, thanks for asking that question. Thanks for, you know, and which was interesting.
Well, he pretty much checked out that day. When he left our show and he talked about what the team, I give him credit. We didn't run the show, but he talked about. You know,
but let me set up that question because he was dancing around the subject. Dancing, he was asking, "Are you gonna?" You know, there's rumors out about Alabama, and he wasn't answering. And so, it's a binary answer: yes or no. Are you staying or going? I go, "What? If you're gonna stay, why don't you just stay?" That was it. That was it.
Yeah.
And so, what he was upset about is that he had to answer the question. That's really what he was upset about.
Well. He was dead if he says, I don't know.
Right.
He was toast.
Right. Well,
but what we didn't know, the Alabama
Learjet
was already at the airport. We didn't know that he'd already talked to Wayne and said, you know, I want out. I don't want to do this.
Now, that is an interesting, what I've been told by two different people who were right there is Wayne had dinner at Nick Saban's house. To talk about this with their wives, and Nick served, and this is two people, different sides have said the same thing. He served beanie weenies, baked beans and hot dogs.
Come on.
No, Wayne and Marty Huizenga? Yes. And now I can see Saban, you know, embracing his Westford, but he said, I'm not sure. The next day there was a moving van at his house. So he was sure.
Yeah.
He was sure. But he's great on TV. He is great.
He is great. And by the way, everything I've said about him, for everybody keeps telling him all these things that, like, he's carrying on. Joe won't let things go down there. And I'm like, hey, man, I let it go. I think
the larger point is he made the right decision.
Yeah.
It was the right decision. And Wayne was right for, you know, I remember at the time, how could Wayne let him go? What are you going to you can't hold a head coach hostage.
If a guy's checked out on you at any level, as much as you may, you got to let him go. You're right. If he didn't want to be there and he realized I made a mistake, these veteran guys talk back to me. When I talk to them like I do the guys that in college, they don't take it. I got Zach Thomas ready to kill me coming over there. Like, have to back people up. They were
mid-practice.
Going after him. You've got Dante Culpepper telling them, don't ever talk to me like that again. He had never seen anything like that.
But I will say, if they had Breeze, and I understand why they didn't sign Breeze. I get it. Why
I still think it was more than that.
If he had good quarterback, he would have solved everything else. He would have figured it out, and they would have had a run here. I have no doubt. He's smart enough and good enough coach. He would have solved all the other stuff.
But I still think there goes back to a basic problem. He's a lot better with 18, 19, and 20-year-olds who are trying to get to the pros instead of guys that have already. I just think.
You don't think it nags him? He needs to prove he can win in the pros?
I think that'll always, there'll be a little piece of him, as great a coach as he is, that he couldn't do it at the next level. I think a little bit, yeah.
I think.
But by the way, he is, what he has done, let's say Alabama people, they love him. They should love him. They should put statues everywhere, he and the wife up there, because he is what he did.
He and the wife, you took a shot at Miss Terry? Was that a shot, or was that?
No, I
really like Miss Terry. Talked to her a few times.
I liked her too.
She had a good personality.
So anyway, I don't know. I could see him. I could see him getting the itch to want to come back.
What if he picks the right NFL team with a quarterback already there?
He's not coming back. And first of all, how many jobs are going to be open with really good quarterbacks? I don't
know. That's part of the prerequisite for having an opening in the NFL. It's a question.
I do wonder, but he's doing a lot of work. He's traveling all over that college football show. He's got some great commercials. His commercials are great. The
Aflac one with Dion.
No, the Aflac. That's not a favorite. My favorite
Airbnb.
One,
let me guess.
That's
the
best.
Airbnb. Where
he gets
to
show his personality.
Rules.
Yeah, that's him. Telling him don't, you know, take a 1 minute shower and stuff. I thought that was good stuff. All right. So anyway, but you got it, man. You own that for life. Because you asked him the question.
I wish I was as smart as Pat Riley.
The number one regret he'll ever have, he said, was that.
Was trademark, you know, Riley trademark three-peat. I wish I could somehow trademark that question.
I never asked you the follow-up to this. Since then, he's been down here
I've seen him,
times.
Yeah. I've talked to him.
Has he ever said anything about?
No. And I saw him, I did a big story on his Dolphin days when he came down. They played Notre Dame. They just tromped Notre Dame.
Sent Notre Dame home at halftime.
But before that, I wrote a story about his Dolphin days and talked to a lot of people, and I talked to him about it. And he's very nice. You know, he's very – but I didn't bring up the question. He didn't bring it up. We just moved
I think
on.
He liked to move on from everything.
Yeah, sure. And he should. I mean, look how many championships –
We moved on.
Here we are how many years
on.
Later.
I moved on from it. No problem. No problem at all there. Hey, let's talk about a serious problem here for just a second before we get back to things. And, hey, sometime, man, life just hits you hard. And you go through some hard times, your personal life, your professional life. It just happens. Anxiety, depression, maybe even the drinking's gotten a little out of hand. Doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human, man. This is what people go through every day. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale. These folks, they get it. They've helped 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse, led by expert doctors and therapists who build a plan around you. Inpatient, outpatient, even virtual care. Most insurance is accepted. So listen, if you need a reset and you're ready, Recovery Unplugged is your spot. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. That's recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody as the Miami Dolphins finally, it's here, and you can have a few days. I'll have the fans out there before you know it and get a chance to watch the practice. This is a weird, weird preseason, though, because two of their three games are on the road, including Chicago playing the Bears and then the Lions. And they've decided they're just going to travel and do their practices and stay on the road. So basically half the preseason, you know, they're not even coming home to practice. So they're going to do a little bit of practice. You can do five of them, I believe, I don't know if they're doing one or two with Jacksonville.
One with Jacksonville, I believe. So
that's
got to be
two with Detroit, I'm guessing, and one with Chicago for this preseason. So they'll be leaving before you know it, get a little some practices in here.
Those practices are more important than the preseason games, the way they're structured
now. Never thought I'd say that, but you're right.
And it's unfortunate because the games, not that they were ever events, but they were at least something to measure things off. Now you have to go to those practices to really measure, okay, who's looking good.
But I will tell you, David, you're going to play all these young guys. They got to play in preseason a lot. Tua doesn't need to, but a lot of guys need to play a lot of football in the preseason. If you haven't played, those snaps to get you ready for September, they're important. Playing against other teams is important. I know you don't want anybody to get hurt and all those things that we talk about, but there's got to be some competition here for these young guys.
Somebody at cornerback – they need two guys to really step up just to field the team. I look at their schedule. They play four of the top six quarterbacks in the league this year. Now, their schedule is pretty nice. It's pretty friendly schedule, but
it's pretty friendly
start. You have a glaring problem right now at cornerback going into the season.
So it's interesting. They talked, and you talk about the cornerback position, which, you know, see what happens with Storm Duck and Artie Burns and Ethan Bonner is going to get some chances. Cam Smith, this isn't
going to be another year where, remember last year, everybody on the outside said, wait, they got problems at backup quarterback, and they got problems on the interior of the line, and we were chuckled at, right, by Chris Greer, remember? This isn't going to be where we ask, oh, we're fine at quarterback.
I think Chris
they
learned,
know, they
I
know,
think
right?
Chris learned his lesson. About,
but they know they got a problem at cornerback, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're a coach, you believe you can coach everybody up and get them ready to go. And Anthony Weaver's the same way. I'm going to go with what I have, and we're going to make it work. They talked a few months ago about the safety positions being open. I'm not so sure they're so open. To me, Ifeatu Melifonwu starts at one position. Minka Fitzpatrick definitely starts at the other. And Ashton Davis is probably going to have the same kind of role he had with the New York Jets as a third safety who plays a lot of football in there.
Yeah, the question isn't, to me, who plays safety. It's by week 10, are they all healthy? And because they come in with questions, right?
Yeah.
The big question is, who's Minka to me? Who is Minka? He was tracking for a Hall of Fame with Pittsburgh career for years, and then something happened the last year plus where Pittsburgh said, we don't want him anymore. And Pittsburgh's very good.
Well, you know what happened. I mean, so to me, it's hard for me to say a guy in a secondary is playing well if I don't see stats. If I don't see forced fumbles, I don't see interceptions, it's just hard. It's hard to look past guys. And don't get me wrong, Minka Fitzpatrick could easily have 100 tackles at safety, 90-something tackles. But
it was more than that, Joe, because there were stories out of Pittsburgh where they were asked what's wrong with the defense. And on the record, several players said it's one guy. And they didn't name the guy, but all the stories pointed to Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
And
look, I don't know what
maybe he just
been.
Had a down.
So
I have
good.
No idea. He's so good. And all of a sudden, Pittsburgh says, no, we're fine letting him go.
Yeah. Well, you've got a secondary. And the defense overall was pretty good, pretty darn good with Anthony Weaver last year. But you had no takeaways in your secondary.
Yeah,
Jalen Ramsey had two. Cater had two. Your safety position got shut out. Anybody that lined up at safety, did not have one. It's hard to go 17 games and not have one interception. Your other starting corner last year didn't have them and didn't have one either. So basically, most of your secondary did not have an interception. That's hard to do.
Well, especially Javon Holland, you would think, rising up in a contract year, you would have thought he had a big year.
That's the biggest reason that he didn't get paid. Now, some will say he wasn't used properly or any of that, but there were no stats. It was a forced fumble to start the season against Jacksonville. Great play. Huge play. Wins the game,
yep.
But outside of that, there was nothing. Javon Holland had some empty stats.
And really, at the end of his rookie year, he thought Javon Holland was going to be really good, and it just never crossed that intersection from potential to results.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so, yeah, and why we're throwing in all these positions, the offensive line, I want to see, I get we have an idea what they want it to be. Paul at left tackle and James Daniels and Brewer and Savanaya and Jackson. Those are the five guys you want to be your starting offensive line. And you would love for that group to stay healthy.
They have to stay healthy because you know who the top backup right now is?
I do know.
You do know.
Eichenberg.
Right. So they have to stay healthy. That's another mystery to me of the offseason, that they don't – the depth of some of these positions, and depth has killed them in recent years.
Well, if they lose James Daniels, who they count on, who's their top free agent by what buddy is paid from Pittsburgh, and he's got to come back from this Achilles. I don't know when he's going to be ready. I don't know if, they're getting ready to sign off on him to go.
He better be ready to go by game one.
Yeah, that's
you don't pay a guy $8 million in free agency if you don't think he's going to be ready to go at the start of the year, do you? I mean, that would be like Odell Beckham signing Odell Beckham. Oh, wait, they did that last year, didn't they?
Yeah,
they did sign
I knew you were going to go with that little shot. If by the way. Don't do that one. I can hear Woody going, "You're the one that loved Odell Beckham." Joe Rose, 35 catches.
No, that's not fair. I love the signing of Odell because I thought for the contract as a third receiver.
You know what my take on Odell Beckham was? He checked out before he got here.
Yeah, he must have. Yeah.
He took forever to heal. And when he was out there, then his temper tantrums, he wasn't very good. I'll tell you where he's really good if you watch Odell play last year. In warm-ups, when he had his social media guy out there shooting his stuff, video stuff, where he could do one-handed catches and stuff, he was great at that. So I'm for his followers, it had to be great stuff. But that was about it. I see you trying to get back.
No, I'm trying to get it back to this year, and I say, well, they didn't sign anybody like that, but they did. James Daniel had the Achilles, but they must have gotten word that everything's healing fine. He's going
to
be good.
Has to be. Anyway, we've got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. You know a thing or two about Perk. Perk's pretty open about private life. It looks like the ex might be working her way back in a little bit.
I love this. Where you say, I hate to ask you this. You do this to everybody. I hate to ask you this, but I got it. You know, you okay with the ladies, right? You do this. And poor Perk.
How you doing with the ladies?
And poor Perk now, for years, his love life has been on display on your show.
I got to tell you, Omar's very open. Hell, he opened up about going to therapy. You know, guys are more open about going to therapy. Then you know, it never used to be like that. Now we all go, yeah, I'm going to therapy.
Well, society's more open. I've never been to a therapist. See, I can't do a radio.
Been to
I can't
a therapist.
Like, I can't do a
what
radio
the hell's
talk
wrong
show.
With you? You haven't been to a therapist.
I should have gone to. I need to go to a therapist because I've never gone to a therapist. Right? Is that what you're saying? That I got some problems that I didn't see my problems.
I don't want because I do have children and most of my past life is here in South Florida, so I don't want to get into all my therapy. But I got to tell you, some of it was very entertaining, I tell you, man. When people start talking about you, it's like, what?
Me? That's not me. That's not me. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, that's not me.
Me? That was me? Oh, God. We got to change topics quickly on that one.
Let's get back to Perk's love life. We'll get to that soon enough.
Yes, that's a much better way to go. Here, I'm choking up just thinking about all that therapy. Yeah, Omar just opened up.
Omar's love life versus Perk's love life. You can make it like a Jordan versus LeBron thing
so
here.
So Omar is just really struggling. He can't stay away from the
swipes.
Can't stay away from it. He can't, those dating apps, he can't help himself. And he puts the bait out there. He gets six or seven, and they're usually pretty good looking ladies. We just got to get him around his age. Got to stay away from the younger ladies. That has not worked. Sometimes it works for guys. You've worked with all those guys. You know this.
I work with all these guys, but I love working with all these guys, but I don't know Omar. I haven't seen the pictures of Omar swipes like you obviously have.
I live through them. I mean, what do you think of this? Oh, I like that. Oh, yeah.
You were doing the thumbs up, thumbs down?
Yeah. Well, he
stock
shows
up,
me.
Stock down?
Yeah. Like to see what's going on. But Perk hit me the other day with, you know, she kind of work her way back in after all those years they were together and thought it was over and might be making a little comeback here. We'll find out from Perk coming up. He's listening right now, Perk.
This is better than Dolphins training camp. Talk.
Yeah, this is much better than trying to figure out who's going to start at corner and backup offensive lineman and everything else. No, we'll talk to Perk coming up here. But first, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Hey, this summer, you're looking for an SUV before you take that final summer vacation. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. When it comes to the SUV family, boy, we are jacked up about what we have. The all-new Equinox, the electric Equinox, wow. Everything you could want. Fantastic look and just eye-catching exterior. Just fantastic. With all that space, man, it is an absolute home run. Right over to a 2025 Traverse. Happens to be now my favorite. Outside of my Tahoe, if I was to downsize a little bit, the 2025 Traverse is a must take for a drive to check out. Boy, it's got plenty of room for you, your cargo, the family, everybody. And let's go right over to Silverado Trucks. You know what? Speaking of great cleanup hitters, boy, I'll tell you what, the Kyle Stowers right now is of the Chevy families at Silverado. A lot of power, no matter what you need. Four strong options and a truck made for your lifestyle with convenient locations all over South Florida. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now, especially in the SUV and truck family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody out there. As, man, football is right around the corner. That rookie thing is a little teaser. Full squad. I'm guessing a lot of guys are already out there working out, getting all set up for Wednesday, the first day on the field. Before you know it, they'll be on the road for back-to-back games. Hell, they're going to stay on the road. Ends up being a 10- or 11-day trip on the road between the games and the practices, and then the preseason games that they'll have with Chicago and Detroit. And then coming home, I'm really looking forward to seeing Jacksonville here. Speaking of a little heat on a quarterback and a team, Trevor Lawrence got a little
he's been a big disappointment, hadn't he? I mean, you would have thought he was one of those – Andrew Luck guys coming out of college, the way he was built and everything, and he just hasn't lived up to it. Now, is it because he's had four coaches in 5 years or the organization or whatever? It hasn't worked.
It hasn't helped, and they gave him big-time money, gave him big-time money. I would say, and now listen, there is two parts to this.
The market is the market, as the guy here said, right? And he, you know what? He may be right, because I'm surprised by some of the money being thrown.
Trevor Lawrence has been, that first year with Urban Meyer was just like one of the most dysfunctional years. For a guy that was such a great college football coach to be that bad in the pros was absolutely embarrassing. He was clueless. It was incredible that he went down and spent time with Jimmy Johnson. He checked, he did his homework, and then still tried to run it like a college football program.
He was clueless every game but one when they went down the field in London against the Dolphins, and he stood beside Lawrence, and he said, let's watch this guy kick the field goal to win it, and they did. And that's what comes to mind. Urban Meyer, as bad as he was,
he
had one moment. He had one moment, and that was probably it, you know?
So, you know, as we look at this thing, and you either get you're a high pick, and your team doesn't figure it out, and you end up being on some bad teams, and it starts to affect you. And he hasn't played well. Trevor Lawrence has been – I thought he was going to be a superstar in the NFL. I thought he was going to be really good, really fast. Makeup, physical tour, everything.
I remember Bill Walsh at a Super Bowl I was covering, and he was asked about quarterbacks and franchise quarterbacks, and he said organizations make quarterbacks. And I've come to believe that. Look at what's happened – to a lot of these number one, these high drafted picks, and now they're moving on to second teams, and they're a lot better because they get in better organizations. Tampa Bay,
Baker Mayfield
leaves a bad organization. Yeah, you can go around the league, and they're a guy, and so maybe it is the quarterback, but a lot of times the organization itself is really bad,
and
it's hard for that quarterback to overcome it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that 100%. And you look, and some of these classes have been really good, and some haven't, and some we still don't know. Speaking of Chicago, I don't know how good Caleb Williams. I have no idea how good Caleb Williams is going to be. I've seen some good stuff. I don't know. You think Caleb Williams?
I have no idea.
He's their guy.
You know,
new coaching staff, same guy.
You've seen guys just take off in their second year, and you've seen guys just, you know, keep stumbling around. I have no idea who he is, but we know Jalen Daniels, what he can do, and there he stepped into a nice situation with Dan Quinn used to be the Dolphins defensive line coach, and he did a really great job of helping Kalen. First of all, they bring in a proven offensive coordinator who's
you're talking about Daniels now?
Yeah. Jalen Daniels, and that's, you know, talk about a good somehow Washington turned it around in one year. New owner, new coach, new quarterback.
Some people think he's top five quarterback. I
saw that listed. Yeah,
I got to see more, but he can run. He makes all the throws. He really does. He is special. There's no question about it. Hey, the year before, guy from Houston looked really friggin' good, and we don't know about the guy in Carolina. We're still sitting here trying to figure out.
Well, now he's looking. See, there's a situation where, okay, he's getting his feet under him, and
he looked better. He looked a lot better the second half of the year.
Yeah, and in Houston, he's still really, really good, and he had an awful offensive line last year, and they still won 10 games and had Kansas City on the ropes in the playoffs. So, and that was a down year for them.
So I look at this Dolphin thing to bring it back here. The Dolphins, as we look at this team and we look at everybody else's team and you go off what happened last year, we are not Kansas City, we are not Baltimore, and we are not Buffalo. Would you agree with that? No, how big a Homer fan you are. All day, Dan Day, would you agree with that? Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo are the three teams that...
Yeah, we're not in their category right now.
Yeah, but it's not a shot. Now, the question is, David, you said this earlier this morning. Are we in the category with the second tier with Denver, the LA Chargers, Houston, Cincinnati, and Joe Burrow, who came on strong in the second half of the year, and Pittsburgh, who went all in, especially on defense?
Only in their best-case scenario are they in that scenario, I think. Only if they cover up cornerback, if they stay healthy on the offensive line, Tua stays healthy. I mean, a lot of things have to go for them right to be – but I think they're beyond. I think they're in that third tier, hoping to get into the second tier.
Well, if we are in that third tier, then we got problems. If we can't – that group I just mentioned, Chargers won 11 games. Most of those teams won 10, and Cincinnati ended up coming all the way back to have a 9-8 record. You've got to be in that group. And then, Dave, we've looked at this schedule. We have – they pretty much are playing all the teams with 4 and 5 wins.
It's a user-friendly schedule. And if you look at where the Dolphins have had success, it's with teams that aren't playoff teams.
Except for Tennessee.
They've beat up teams like that.
Tennessee's the only team that's bad that we struggle with.
I guess you're right. I remember that.
Last 2 years.
Yeah.
They have.
They don't play Tennessee this year, though, do they? I don't think.
No,
they don't.
No Tennessee.
So even that works out in their favor.
But, you know, if we really want to break this down, no matter how much better New England is, you got to beat them twice, including second week at home. You got to beat the Jets twice. And again, they've got a lot of good players, too. See how good. If you're a Justin Fields fan, how good they are. But you got Cleveland. You've got Carolina. You got to get those teams. And you got the Colts
the
first
Saints,
week.
Saints, Indianapolis.
I like Tua indoors week one against the Colts. You got to beat Daniel Jones. You have that. That is me against you. I got to win.
Well, we're talking about the Dolphins in the second tier. Indianapolis isn't even mentioned anything close to that. They're starting Daniel Jones, and
most likely he's
an upgrade.
Start.
And so yes, you have to win that game, right? And then you have to win game two in New England, and then
the game down here is New England.
Yeah, 1 o'clock start. It's that. The Dolphins have had some tough schedules, but this, especially the first 8 games, to me. You look at it and you say, "Wow, they could get off to a good start if they get some answers themselves." Because let's face it, Indianapolis is looking at the Dolphins and say, "Oh, we get to play the Dolphins in week one."
No, they're probably the other way too. Yes.
Here's my question: did the Dolphins accomplish what they wanted to this offseason? Did they accomplish?
You want to know what they're going to tell you?
Know what they're going to tell me now, because every
team's putting a positive spin on what
it's sort of like. Bradley Chubb was honest when he said, "You know, when we said we solved the culture last year and everything was good, we were lying. You know, we were lying when we said that. Now we're telling the truth, but we were lying then." So yeah, everybody's going to say they had a great offseason, but do you think they accomplished what they should have accomplished this offseason?
No, I think they have some holes that they were hoping to be better at. I think the cornerback position, they did not want to be in this situation. That's how bad a person Jalen Ramsey must have been that they said, get rid of him. Just get rid of him. Well, it's got to get rid of him. And by the way, I don't think that was just from the head coach. I think that went around the room and went.
I think that was the whole organization. Yeah.
I think a lot. I think there were some players, and they'd never come out. Of course, it looked bad. That went, this dude's just not. He ain't buying into what we're trying to do here.
Well, look, they would see what anybody sitting there waiting for practice saw, which was many times, team would be out stretching mid stretch. You know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes into. And here comes Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill late to practice. And it's like, what is this? And I thought, oh, they're getting work on. I was told later, no, they were just late to practice. And it's like, wow, that's weird. Your 2 or 3 highest paid players, your marquee, the guys who you're made captain, are showing up late to practice.
And all the other guys behind them see this every day. And they're winning. Or they're losing, and you see it every day. You go, wow, same guys again. Same guy leaves early. Same guy late. Same guy said he's got the flu and he's out signing autographs. Same guys doing the same stuff. Man, you just can't. And again, I don't, you know, Mike made that to, that's a priority to get that thing taken care of.
And I you get that, right? I mean, you understand, you've talked about that. You, the guys, I mean, just being on time is a fundamental.
That's not an old school, new school thing.
That's like an all school.
Somebody tried to tell me, well, that's it's not a big deal. And I go, yeah, it is. You only got a few rules. It's not like all these teams in all these sports. Matter of fact, they all pretty much go, hey, we only got a few basic rules. Play hard. Be on time. Those pop up, right? Be on time. We're not going to keep you here all day, but let's, while we're here, let's get our work in and let's get them. That was a Shula thing. Like, hey, well, I'm not keeping you late, but like we're going to try to get.
I think I've said before, heat culture. What's heat culture? I asked Shane Battier back when he played. What's, because he played like 5-6 different teams. What's heat culture mean to you? And he said, you know what it is. If we have practice at noon at 11:59, everybody's standing at center court, shoes tied, knee braces on, ready to go practice. Isn't that everywhere? He goes, that's nowhere. That you'd be surprised how many teams at noon, if for a noon practice, everybody's shooting half-court shots.
I don't think that was part of the heat culture last year, especially early on.
Well, I think they got away from their heat culture in recent year with
one guy,
the whole Jimmy situation.
Again, best player starts getting away with stuff. I think it wears on other guys. I think Bam got tired of it. I think Tyler got tired of it. I think Spo got tired of it. And you're going, it's a little late now, man. We created the monster. He's not changing.
And that transfers to the Dolphins. They made this big splash for Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill. And then when they were late for practice, late for meeting, late, it was like Mike couldn't get it under control last year. So the one way to get it under control is to get rid of the guy.
Yeah. Hey, we got a lot more to get to. Perk's going to join us. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel covering the Miami Dolphins. What are you smiling about?
A lot of pressure on Perk.
A lot of pressure coming in. Hey, I want to ask him this question. What's he expect? What kind of year from Tyreek Hill? We'll talk about that when we come back. First, I want to tell you about Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage. He doesn't run a 10-100 meters. No. He doesn't throw perfect passes. Not a great tackler. I heard he wasn't a very good hockey player, but I will tell you this. Nobody's going to do it better than Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage, about getting you a mortgage, getting you the best rate, getting you approved about half the time of the big banks. This man is working. Built on great service, successful for more than 35 years now, because he does. He works 7 days a week. This man has no life. Hey, first-time home buyers, he's got a plan for you to get you qualified quickly so the next time you're up to get that first home, we got you covered. You're right back in the ballgame with a good chance to get that house you really want. Self-employed, been declined by the banks, got a great program for you too. Reverse mortgages, I could go on and on. One of his many specialties to get you approved quickly. You're sitting there 62 or older, basically paid your home off, got all that equity and could really use that money. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, and find out what they're saying about Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage. This man, you can always get a hold of Saturday, Sunday, Friday night. Call him 561-441-2730. Call or text him 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender ready to help you right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.